This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
That was Blondie and The Tide Is High, taking us back to 1980, when the American band hit the US and the UK charts with their cover version of that song, which became a number one in both countries. It's a good quiz question, that. Hello, I'm Julie Kissick, and this is Joining the Dots, the programme that connects us here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Every week, I bring you information that I hope helps you to navigate life and maybe prompts you to get something checked out or offers a bit more information about something that might just make life a little bit easier for you. May is Action on Stroke Month and Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and we'll be finding out what's happening in and around the Cardiff and Vale Health Board area to support stroke patients, and also why the campaign for all of us to check the moles on our skin is particularly pertinent at this time of year, as we hopefully head into the warmer weather, although it certainly hasn't felt very warm over the last few days, and I've had plenty of rain where I am. Let's look for the positives, though. The gardens are going to be happy, aren't they? So I've had a busy week researching for the show, and I've certainly learnt something from that research, so hopefully you will too. But it's not all chat from me, because over the next hour there's lots of great music as well, from Emily Sandé, Maroon 5, and this one from Lady Gaga, it's Paparazzi. One of my earliest recollections of hearing the word stroke was when my grandmother had her first stroke many years ago. Lots of us will know someone who's had one. Some of the people that are listening to this programme today may well be people who are listening from a stroke unit in and around the Cardiff area. So you may have had one, you may know someone who's had one, or you may be someone whose life has changed as a result of becoming a carer for someone with a stroke. A stroke's a medical emergency and it requires immediate attention, as every second counts. And a stroke happens when the blood supply to part of the brain is cut off. Identifying a stroke isn't always straightforward, but the NHS guidelines suggest we follow these steps to do so. The acronym they recommend is FAST, which is wholly appropriate given the speed with which diagnosis needs to happen. And FAST stands for face, arm, speech and time. So the F is for face, and face weakness primarily. Can the person smile? Has their mouth or eye drooped? A is for arm, and weakness in arms can be a sign of a stroke. So the thing to look for is, can the person raise both arms fully and keep them raised? S is for speech. So do they have speech problems? Can the person speak clearly and can they understand what you are saying to them? Is their speech slurred? And the T is for time. Time to call 999. And the time to call 999 is if you see any one of these signs. So some important advice there, and one we would all benefit from being familiar with. After a stroke, most people need support, and at the Stroke Rehabilitation Unit in Llandoch Hospital, there's important work going on to help rehabilitate patients, including art therapy sessions. Esther Lewis is a trainee art psychotherapist, and she's doing a master's degree in art psychotherapy. In November, she set up sessions for stroke patients. And the art therapy isn't an art class, but a chance for the patients to explore their feelings through the act of art creation. Let's find out a bit more.
My name's Esther. I'm a trainee art psychotherapist and I'm currently doing a placement on the stroke ward. And I've been working with the psychology department on this ward to have this group run. So we've tended to have about 3 to 6 people come one morning a week, and for about an hour and a half, we make art together. We have conversation, trying to encourage like community, because obviously a lot of these patients are in their bed most of the week, so it's a chance for them to come, be together, do some art making while, yeah, sharing experiences.
I'm Stella. I've been here in the hospital for 16 weeks. I've done a job all my life, which is I was a charter dog addict for 40 years. But of course, when you get super good, like me, not, you end up dishing the actual designs to other people. So this has been a brilliant chance for me to come in and, get hands-on again. So it was really great to do that.
I think art is important on mental health because a lot of the activities you can do can really, like, slow the brain down and give you a chance to like process feelings and emotions of what you might be going through. So obviously on the stroke ward, these people have been through quite a life-changing event. So through art making, it just helps to slow down and really think like, how does this feel, and how has life changed, and what's life like going forward?
We'd like to come, and I will like to do more drawing when I get home very soon. And again, there's that quiet sort of voice for both of the ladies who encourage us to talk about things, experiences here, or our own, what we're drawing and things. Again, very, very helpful.
That was Westlife, and You Raise Me Up here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. And Westlife kick off their 25th anniversary tour in Dublin in September. And they're going to play the Utilita Arena in Cardiff on October the 19th and 20th. And I may well be there. Not singing. Just as a very excited fan. We heard earlier in the show about some of the work that's happening on the Stroke Rehabilitation Unit in Cardiff. And the Stroke Association, which is the UK's leading stroke charity, has a wealth of information on its website, which is stroke.org.uk. Each year, over 100,000 people in the UK have a stroke. This equates to approximately one stroke happening every 5 minutes across the country. And key UK statistics are around prevalence, because there's roughly 1.3 million stroke survivors currently living in the UK. Mortality, which means that strokes are the fourth single leading cause of death, resulting in around 38,000 deaths every year. And of course, disability, because a stroke remains a leading cause of disability, with more than half of UK stroke survivors living with results of long-term disabilities. Now, one of the things that strikes me with every charity I encounter is that they need volunteers. Often we don't think about what we can do to help others until a crisis comes along and we see or we experience a need firsthand. Volunteering for a charity in 2026 is so much more than organising a fete or rattling a bucket in the town centre. Lots of charities want people to actually call people, pick up the phone and talk to them. So if you can spare an hour or so a week, being a voice on the line for someone is a really powerful thing to do. And as I say, lots of charities are very, very keen to hear from you if you think you could help out. And the Stroke Association is no exception. The charity's looking for what they're calling lived experienced lived experience telephone support volunteers. and they're looking for them all over the country. So if you've had a stroke over a year ago, or you've cared for someone who's had a stroke and you feel that you could support someone else in their recovery, then this role may well be for you. Because as a volunteer, you will support people by offering a listening ear and sharing your personal experiences. So talking through things on the phone, which means that you can help support people to understand what's happening in their life better and maybe even learn new ways to help them cope. You'll need to be able to commit to a regular call time each week for approximately 8 weeks. And the expectation is that the calls would last around 30 minutes. You'll also need to have your own email address, which you can access and use without support. And the Stroke Association says it's going to provide online training, which will help the volunteers feel confident in the role. Honestly, I believe that we could make huge inroads into the loneliness epidemic in this country by more people volunteering. There really is something for everyone. So do consider it if it's with the Stroke Association. If this volunteering opportunity resonates with you, then do check them out. You can get more details online, which, as I say, is stroke.org.uk. Or if you want to actually talk to someone, you can call them on 0300 33 00740. That's 0300 33 00740. That was Adele and Someone Like You here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I'm Julie Kissick and thank you as always for your company. And if you're new, an especially warm welcome. Now, before we heard that incredible voice, I was banging the drum for volunteering because I really and truly believe that it helps so many people. We're all volunteers here at Hospital Radio Glamorgan and we're a registered charity. And like so many charities, we need like-minded people to ensure that we get things done. So if you can find a charity or an organisation that matters to you and that gets you connecting with others, gets you out of the house if you can, or speaking to people on the phone, it can have a huge impact on your own well-being as well as that of the people that you're working with. And there are so many opportunities, from helping out at a local charity shop to broadcasting for a hospital radio station like ours, to walking dogs for Cardiff Dogs Home, or even baking cakes for a charity cake sale. And there are currently 2,609 opportunities advertised on the Volunteering Wales website, which you can find at volunteering-wales.net. The possibilities are endless, so please check them out if you think you have something to offer, because I promise you, you'll get more back than you give. That was Emily Sandé and next to me here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, your healthy choice. I'm Julie Kissick and in this half of the show, our focus shifts to the sunshine. Not that we've seen a great deal of it over the last few days in South East Wales at least. And if you're listening somewhere else, I hope you've seen fewer grey clouds than we have. But we're into May and that transitional month where we're starting to think about the summer wardrobe perhaps and shedding a few layers, maybe even two. Although ne'er cast a clout till May is out, that's what they say, don't they? Something along those lines anyway. And we all know by now that the summer isn't without its challenges, particularly if you like to expose your skin to the sun. Because without adequate protection, that can lead to skin cancer. We'll get some sage advice from Anne Wen, the Cardiff and Vale Macmillan Skin Cancer Clinical Nurse Specialist, after Maroon 5 and Moves Like Jagger. Now, no one likes to hear the word cancer, and skin cancer is no exception. However, 90% of all skin cancer cases are preventable. And if detected, diagnosed and treated early, almost all cases are curable. Melanoma skin cancer cases in the UK are at an all-time high, and Cancer Research UK says rates of melanoma, which is the skin cancer that can spread, have increased by almost a third over a decade. The charity says that 17,000 cases each year are preventable. Cases are up across all age groups, but particularly among the elderly. Macmillan Skin Cancer Clinical Nurse Specialist Anne Wynn explains the five steps to sun safety in order to protect our skin and reduce the risk of developing skin cancer.
Did you know that just one episode of sunburn can increase your risk of skin cancer? But the good news is that you can do things to minimise this risk. The five S's of sun safety. Number one, slip on a t-shirt. Clothing is the most effective barrier between skin and the sun. Number two, slop on SPF. We recommend that you apply a broad spectrum, high factor sunscreen, which you apply to all exposed skin on a regular basis. Apply a generous amount to clean, dry skin 20 minutes before going out, and don't forget to reapply every 2 hours. Number three, slap on a wide-brimmed hat. This shades your face and neck and ears from the sun. Number four, slide on some quality sunglasses. Solar UV radiation is damaging to your eyes. Look for a European CE mark, which indicates a good level of protection. Number five, shade from the sun wherever possible, like under a tree. Shade is a good barrier from UV rays. Try to avoid the sun in the hottest times of the day, between 11 o'clock and 3 p.m. And remember to keep toddlers and babies in the shade and out of the sun at all times. The skin is the largest organ of your body. You only get one skin. Protect it.
So thanks to Anne Wynn for the slip, slop, slap, slide and shade reminders there. When I was researching skin cancer, I came across a charity I'd never heard of. It's called Skin, but it's spelt S-K-C-I-N because it was founded after the death of Karen Clifford from melanoma in 2005. The charity specialises in the awareness, prevention and early detection of melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancer through educational intervention. It says that its mission is to save lives and to stop the suffering from skin cancer, to prevent the disease, improve patient outcomes through early diagnosis and reduce the significant burden on the NHS. There are lots of resources on their website and across their social media channels. They share content on Facebook, LinkedIn, and on Instagram.
When did you last actually look at your skin? Many skin cancers appear as a new mole, not one you've always had. They're not always big, they're not always obvious. Some can be tiny, they're often very dark. But not all skin cancers look the same. That's why knowing your own skin is so important. You don't need to be an expert. You just need to notice what's new, unusual, or changing. Once a month, take a few minutes to check your skin. Front, back, sides, scalp, and soles of your feet. It's a small habit that can make a life-saving difference. Skin has a free app with a step-by-step self-examination guide and monthly reminders to help you build this habit. If you spot something new, unusual, or changing, discuss with your GP. You know your body best. Download the Skin app. Check your skin and get your family and friends to do it too. Early detection saves lives. A few minutes a month could change everything. How do we know if a mole is abnormal? Remember the alphabet. A is for asymmetry. If one half of the mole doesn't match the other, that's a warning sign. B is for border. Look for edges that are irregular, blurred, or jagged. C is for colour. Be cautious if a mole has more than one colour, like different shades of brown, black, blue, red, or white. D is for diameter. Anything larger than around 6 millimetres should be checked. E is for evolution. Any mole that is changing in size, shape, colour, or symptoms needs checked. A, B, C, D, E can help save lives. A few minutes a month can make all the difference.
And the app that's referred to there is available via the charity's website, which is Skin, skcin.org, skcin.org/resources. It's free and it's comprehensive, and I hope that it's going to be useful. Two from the musicals there, here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. You heard Come What May with Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor from Moulin Rouge, of course. And This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. And if musicals are your thing and you fancy sampling a new one at one of the best venues in Wales, then the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff Bay has a new musical in residence this week. It's coming direct from the West End. It's Olivia Award nominated. And it's on its first ever UK tour, starting in Cardiff. It's called The Choir of Men, and it's full of hits from artists such as Queen, Luther Vandross, Sia, who's a big favourite of ours, Paul Simon, Adele, who we heard earlier, Guns N' Roses, Avicii and Katy Perry, to name but a few. It is based in a pub, so do be aware of that. But the reason it resonated with me is that the publicity material says it's an uplifting celebration of community and friendship where everyone is welcome. And it says, don't miss this feel-good night of foot-tapping entertainment. And we share many of those aspirations here on Joining the Dots. I'm not sure about the foot-tapping entertainment, but hopefully the community and friendship will resonate with you. There's still some reasonably priced tickets available, and you can find them on the website, which is wmc.org.uk. I'm contemplating going myself this week, and if I do, I'll report back. Sia and Unstoppable. We had to finish on that one today. I'm back on Friday at 6 o'clock with All About Sport. And the big question is, can Glamorgan win their third match in succession back in Division One? It's nail-biting stuff at Edgbaston today, and I'll have reaction on Friday. But if you want to catch up on anything Joining the Dots related, do check out the Hospital Radio Glamorgan website. You can find us at radioglamorgan.com/joinin the dots.